WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Airports getting attention under the infrastructure law.
The White House announcing nearly $1 billion in funding for projects at more than 100 airports nationwide. Some will get new terminals, repairs to air traffic control towers, and enhanced security screening, along with expanded public transit. One of the busiest airports, Chicago's O'Hare, will see streamlined TSA screening and upgraded baggage systems. The funding, part of the $25 billion earmarked for airports from the bipartisan infrastructure law.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Kansas City Police not talking about motive or providing much other information about the shooting incident at the end of the city's celebration of the Super Bowl-winning Chiefs. One person was killed, more than 20 wounded by gunfire. Three people are in custody. A Falcon 9 rocket blasted out of the Kennedy Space Center, launching a private company's robotic lunar lander on a flight to the moon. The Nova C Odysseus gets there next Friday. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Hague. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says it makes no sense to send more money to Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin will not lose this war. I say it that way as opposed to Ukraine can't win. Vladimir Putin will not lose.
The Wisconsin Republican was a no vote early Tuesday as the Senate passed an aid package for Ukraine and Israel. He's urging the bill's rejection in the House. A health alert for students who attended Vell Phillips Memorial High School in Madison last spring. A former student had an active case of tuberculosis. Public Health Madison Dane County will help parents with safety plans. And the Green Bay Area School District is reviewing comments by Superintendent Dr. Claude Tiller Jr. on an Atlanta radio program. There's not an available copy of the broadcast. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Snow will end, then it will be mostly sunny today. Quite a bit cooler with a high of 32, the wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29. On Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 30. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, and it's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
90s, and more.
Tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
Damn.
maximum music. Max FM.
We are young. music. It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer, and I must have been someone else. And we should have been.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Now, if you're looking to get yourself out of the house, maybe meet some new people, this is a great opportunity. Check out Coffee and Company at the First Presbyterian Church of Reedsburg. They're located on North Park Street. Coffee and Company is going to take place the fourth Thursday of every month at 10 a.m. You can just head over to the church, enjoy a free cup of coffee and a little company and a little chat. No agenda, no expectations. They're also going to be serving some tea, just in case you're not a coffee drinker. If you do have questions, you can contact Pastor Lisa at 608-393-2997. Again, that is 608-393-2997.
Florida Keys.
Faster, and we'll take it slow. That's where we
snow will end, then it will be mostly sunny today. Quite a bit cooler with a high of 32. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29. On Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 30. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, and it's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Maximum hits.
More 99.7 Max FM. Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Where can I find a woman? Where can I find a woman?
I've got this burning, yearning, yearning feeling.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Every Monday through Friday morning right here on Max FM, we run down birthdays and anniversaries. Of course, the celebrity side of things, and then what we like to call our local celebrities. If you're celebrating or you know somebody who is, make sure you let us know by sending a message to our Facebook page, 99.7 Max FM. Or remember, you can always text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, 355-9970.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I
don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
We'll be right back.
throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sorrow and shock in Kansas City after the mass shooting that took place during the Chiefs Super Bowl parade.
The shooting began at the end of the celebration as the Chiefs players were leaving the stage. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes saying he's praying for Kansas City, and Travis Kelce saying he's heartbroken over the tragedy that took place. It's the second time in less than a year that gun violence has rocked a pro sports team's celebration. In June, a shooting in Denver left 10 people wounded as fans celebrated the Nuggets' first NBA championship. Police said it was likely sparked by a drug deal.
NBC's Andrew Dimbert. One person was killed, 21 wounded, including 9 children. Israeli forces storming the main hospital in southern Gaza. The IDF says it's a limited operation seeking the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. Donald Trump is expected back in the New York courtroom today for a hearing on the Stormy Daniels hush money case. Japan's economy contracting again last quarter. It was once the world's second largest economy behind only the U.S. Now it's fourth. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to a letter that was submitted to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, printing and publishing service